It's the Big Show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, it's the Nature Boy Ric Flair, and we're talking about the John Boy and Billy Big Show. I say the Big Show, and every morning they be styling and profiling. Woo!
Friday, May the 28th. Here we are, heading into Memorial Day weekend. Sign of summer is here. I sounded like Foghorn Leghorn there for a minute. John Boy and Billy. Yeah, see, Tater. Good morning, Marcy. Randy.
Hello.
Jackie. Andy behind the glass. Biller's moving around the leftovers and Pearl guarding the refrigerator.
Actually, I think it's the other way around.
I think it is. Yeah. They're both in the kitchen area. Yeah, yeah. All right. As they hear, today is National Brisket Day. All right. Talk about good old brisket. It's one of the 9 primal cuts of beef. Brisket comes from the breast or lower chest of beef or veal. Brisket is kind of a tough and relatively inexpensive cut of meat. You just got to cook it right. Acquire some patience. Right?
Got to have patience.
Got to have patience, man. Got to have John Boy and Billy grilling sauce, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, I'll say it for you, Tater. Tater's father was the best brisket chef ever.
I remember, which is tickled to death when Marcia said, Dad made brisket, bringing it in.
My brother's been trying to copy it, but he can't. It's missing something. He's like, I'm using everything he told me. I'm like, he didn't tell you everything, apparently.
I know.
You can watch some people do it and write down every move they make, and it still comes up different when you do it.
It gets down to the pinch and, things that are kind of discretionary.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Been going through my old buddy, Beach Buddy, old Cobb melting under the bridge since he passed away. Cannot get his pickled shrimp recipe right. Mm. I mean, it's the same thing, exact. He wrote it down. Mm-hmm. It's everything he does, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. Are you under the bridge? Maybe that's the trick.
My mother makes, for holidays, made something that we as a family called lump potatoes because it was like mashed potatoes, but not quite. It was kind of more soupy, but had
they were like diced up and then they almost cooked into a soup, but not quite. We had that at our house growing up.
Mom has Alzheimer's now, so trying to get those kinds of recipes. And we've tried, and we've watched her make it. And it's like, oh, this will be easy. And like, nope.
Appreciate what you got when you got it, boys. And it's also National Hamburger Day. No, some of y'all probably screw that up too, but that's probably pretty easy to do there. It gets good old.
If you make your patties with 1/4 of it being spam, have you ever tried that?
No.
And then mix it up good. It makes very juicy.
Is that right? Yeah.
Is that an official spam burger? Because I've heard of that.
I don't know.
Parmel pushes that.
That's something I watched my mom do. Yeah. It was a way to save on hamburger meat. Right. But it's good.
All right. Good. Well, we need some brisket and some hamburgers sometime
today.
We're
hungry.
We are. All right, we got 3 dates in history saved up. They'll be very important. That'll be your categories for Outburst. Get our first prize pack out and get you ready to play. Let's wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack out the door this morning, a Mount Olive Pickles package, including a Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. That's the latest innovation from the corner of Cucumber and Vine. It'll now grocery stores worldwide from the Mount Olive Pickle Company, making great products since 1926. 3 dates in history where we get our categories. Listen up. May 28th, it was 1990. David Robillard, performed the longest motorcycle wheelie. So David sustained a wheelie for 5 hours, 12 minutes, and 33 seconds.
Man.
It was down in the Channel Islands. I don't guess that'd be a long, straight island. You could turn a wheelie by your body weight,
I've
guess.
Yeah, I've seen plenty to do it, yeah.
One went by me on I-485, for those of you who need to know, it's an inner loop that you can go 70 miles plus on, and I'm driving along, and I'm doing a wheelie.
Yeah, try not to do that on busy roads. Break David's record there. Now we move up to 1993, the movie Super Mario Brothers, featuring the Big Show's own Robert D. Rayford and Jeff Pillars.
And they were not Mario and Luigi.
It was released in movie theaters on this date, 93. That's it. And finally on this date, no two, John and Margaret Majeserak of Floyd, Iowa, revealed they had a pet buzzard. Buzz sat on a window box each morning waiting for them to come out and then follow them everywhere. Buzz really liked hamburger.
No, I don't want to talk about it. We do it. No.
That's right. That was that buzzard.
Right.
You need to go and hunt.
Nope. I don't want to do it. Nope.
Good memories. All right. Well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS. You toll free line across America. We play Outburst next. Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. The video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. The world's most secure drawer.
It actually has three-factor authentication.
A lot of trouble to me. I'll see what you think at TheBigShow.com. And right now, good on Friday, winning, beginning, boy.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to Ed from Gastonia, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Ed, good morning, Ed.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, man, we doing good. So how's things in Billy, Randy, and Tater's hometown of Gastonia?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all.
That sounds about right.
You know?
Yeah.
Not exactly the Chamber of Commerce answer we were looking for.
Did y'all like have a Dairy Queen or something that you cruise by or something like that?
And Tony.
That's one. Ed, are you near anything interesting in Gastonia?
Nope.
There is nothing interesting.
See? At least he's honest.
Ain't y'all been to the mall?
Oh, you should see the mall now. There are tattoo parlors and...
Right?
Yeah, it's not...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's indoors to prepare the ladies for leather and lace.
All right.
Okey-dokey now.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Well, you just got some Air Fives from Andy behind the glass.
He knows all the local landmarks.
Wow. That makes Dairy Queen look like a booger, don't it?
Yeah, right?
All right, Ed. Well, let's get through these categories. Buddy, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
In 5 seconds, three kinds of motorcycles. Ready to go?
Harley, Honda, BMW.
There you go. Now we need three names of video games. Ready to go?
Call of Duty, Madden, Mario Brothers.
Bam! There you go, using that legs up. Good work, Ed, for the win. We need three big birds. Ready to go?
Oh, wow. Eagle, buzzard, hawk.
And there's Ed. That's the coolest thing to be, moving around Gastonia. You got a John Boy Miller 5-gallon bucket filled with Liquid Performance Automotive cleaning and detailing products headed up Gastonia for you, Ed.
I am so excited I can start my mobile detailing business on the side of Franklin Boulevard. Yes.
All right. So, Ed, mobile detailing. All right, Ed. Well, yeah, give a shout-out. How'd they get in touch with you?
Oh, man, I just want to be giving a shout-out to my my work crew and my fiancée, Laura. I love you so much.
Okay.
Now, do you really have a car detailing company?
It's over near the Dairy Queen. Just wave as you go by.
I think it was being sarcastic.
That was his humor.
Yes, because there's some of those that pop up, and you're like, how the hell did they get a permit? And I can't get a permit to do what I do.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's tough.
How about that? Yeah. All right, look at you figuring it out.
Yeah, boy.
Y'all got Estonians thinking like, don't you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. That's right.
All right, then. Will you hang on, Jackie? Hook you up.
Thank you so much. It's great talking to you guys.
No matter if he has an illegal business going on.
He doesn't.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, holiday weekend. Get Dwayne Stomp ready for our public service announcement. Ready as possible, I guess. Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. Friday, May 28th. Head into Memorial Day weekend. Remind y'all to be careful out there and act like you got some smarts. Let's do it with our Big Show public service announcement.
Okay, Dwayne, we're going to try it once more. Just remember now, introduce yourself and read what's on the paper in front of you. Do you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, fine. Dwayne Stomp, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take 9. Wayne, that's your cue.
Oh, right. Anytime you're ready.
We're ready, Wayne. Wayne, go.
Oh, hi. This is Dwayne Stomp of Blacktooth. Kids, when you drink and drive...
No, Dwayne. No, cut. It's not when you drink and drive.
Oh, right. Let me do it again.
Yeah, good idea. This is Dwayne Stomp, PSA, take 10.
Hi, this is Dwayne Stomp. When I drink and drive, I'll...
Cut, Dwayne. Dwayne, this spot is supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs. And if you must drink this holiday weekend... Don't drive. You got it?
I told you I got it.
Fine. Dwayne Stomp, PSA, take, 11.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Stomp telling you, if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. Not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say, don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Stomp. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs. And if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive.
Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Right, here's that call. Good morning, Big Show.
Well, good morning there, John Boy and Billy, and good morning to all our beloved friends up there in Radio Land. This airs the Reverend Billy Ray Collins from the Sword of Joshua Independent Full Gospel Pentecostal Assembly just off State Road 23 on the Frontage Road. Well, friends, it's graduation time once again. I'd like to say a word or two, if I could, to all the young folks that just matriculated out of high school. I could spend a good hour telling y'all stuff you're going to need to know, but Miss Jackie there says the Big Show likes what the comedy folks call a tight five. So here goes nothing. Congratulations to the class of 2021. Y'all are moving into a big old complicated world. It's full of challenges. It's full of opportunities. And more often than not, it's full of horse hockey. Here's my 10-point exhortation to the younger generation. I like to call it 10 rules for life that'll save you a whole bunch of heartache. And even though a lot of yous won't believe most of them for another 20 or 30 years, somebody ought to tell them to you anyway. Number one, all of your heroes are idiots. I don't care who your hero is, whether it's your favorite singer or your favorite TV actor or movie star or your favorite president. I mean, pretty near all the presidents have been idiots. Who in his right mind would spend $800 million trying to get a job that pays $400,000 a year? Point number two, everybody you know is an idiot. For the story on that one, look up everything that everybody you know has ever put up on the Facebook. Point number three, you're an idiot. If you think, well, he ain't talking to me, you're exactly the one I'm talking to. Most people's biggest problem ain't the stuff they don't know. It's the stuff they do know that just ain't so. Point number four, the first sign of maturity is the day you figure out the volume knob turns to the left, too. Point number five, the second sign of maturity is the day you think, well, why in the world would I want to go big if I can just go home? Point number six, taxation with representation ain't so hot either. You'll find out more about that one when you start drawing a regular paycheck from somewhere. Point number seven, the average feller wants the same thing from a woman that he wants from his underwear. A little bit of freedom and a little bit of support. Point number eight, you're all going to hell. Now, that might sound a tad dark for an inspirational message, but I'm a preacher. What am I going to do, not tell you you're going to hell? That brings us to point number nine. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Or as youth pastor Ricky Dale Gilmore puts it, you can't learn it, you can't earn it, and if the Lord's got you back, the devil can't burn it.
All right.
And finally, point number 10, the best piece of advice my daddy ever gave me, and here it is. Never miss a good chance to shut up, which is an exit line if I ever heard one. I'd like to close with a quick word of prayer, if I may. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the folks listening in on the radio, the saints and the backsliders and the unsaved rock and roll dope heads alike. Look after this old dumb bunch of youngins we're sending out in the world. They'll be running it pretty soon. Heal every heart that needs healing, thump every head that needs thumping, and bring us all unto yourself through your Son. In his name we pray, boogity, 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 amen. Our minds made up, but our doors wide open at the Sword of Joshua Independent Full Gospel Pentecostal Assembly, just off State Road 23, on the Frontage Road. This here is the Reverend Billy Ray Collins reminding you it's time to turn so you don't burn. John Boy and Billy.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have a bitchin' summer and keep them straight up.
All right, though. So Randy looked it up. Subway is still the largest fast food restaurant chain.
Yep, in the United States. 41,600 locations. Number two is McDonald's with 38,695. Number three, Starbucks.
How about that? Yep. All right. Well, Tater's enjoying our Bojangles biscuit. Famous chicken and biscuits.
I was going to share, but now I'm not going to.
All right, let's jump out and catch you up on your news. Brand new tune from Hoyt in 20 minutes. Show on the radio. Yeah, earlier we was talking about old John and Margaret had a pet buzzard named Buzz. Followed him everywhere. Wait on the windowsill for him each morning.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to love a buzzard. You ever been up close to one?
Oh, man, let me tell you. I got some pictures on the phone. I got to see if I can find them from last year. And then again, this year it's the same thing. Let me tell you. There's an old duck blind we got at the farm. And it's kind of back, the woods are kind of overgrown it next to the pond.
Okay.
And last year we noticed, like, it's a buzzard, some baby buzzards in it. And then back again this year, comes, oh, man, they laid eggs. It's going to be another buzzard. So we came back.
So they nested in your blind?
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's kind of grown up and stuff like that. And little baby buzzards, we're trying to figure out what they were at first, but because they are cute. Mm. You know, a full-grown buzzard is ugly, nasty-looking thing.
Well, I've seen pictures. You were cute at one time.
And they don't smell real good.
Hmm. No.
Even the babies. I mean, they're cute, but oh, boy, they got a stank on them. Yeah, but I mean, they're little fuzz balls, and they're white.
Okay.
They're white little fuzz balls. And then they,
nature is a mad scientist.
They grow up ugly. Yeah, so.
And they always tink they taw putty tats.
So, I'd be worried about having a buzzard hang around thinking it's a pet. It's like it's just circling, waiting for me to just go. It's just waiting for me to drop.
Well, a cat will do that.
That's true.
I wonder, maybe.
Like lunch.
We'll go out. We'll see if we can raise a pet buzzard.
Okay.
Yo, good luck with that.
Are you just trying to make sure nobody ever comes over?
That works. All right. Anyway, yeah. Y'all be careful out there.
All right.
It's Friday morning. All right. Yeah. Let's get through. We got our Friday morning song and some John Boy Jeopardy coming up. That's the next on the list. And another big old prize package from Law Tigers. I'll tell you all about that in just a sec. All right. All right then. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a hat, a T-shirt, a tumbler, and a $25 gas card from Law Tigers. Law Tigers, motorcycle lawyers who ride, representing injured riders for over two decades. With Law Tigers, you never ride alone. Need to click on that link at thebigshow.com. See about all the big giveaways got going on at Sturgis this year. All right, hang on. We'll play 4 minutes first. Our Friday morning song.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
You're young and you got your hair. What do you want with the job?
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
7 years of college down the drain.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job and I don't need it.
People skills.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Ever since I was a tiny boy, I don't want no candy, I don't need no toy. I took a stick and an old coffee can. I bang on that thing till I got bruises on my head because I don't want to work.
I'm working.
I want to bang on the drum all day. Yes, I do.
I'm working here.
When I get older, they think I'm a fool. The teachers told me I should stay at the school. She called me pounding on the desk with my head. But my lips were so high, I need a teacher on the desk. And that's why
I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
Hey, why not?
I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
I'm going to bang now.
We represent
the workers in all magical industries, both evil and benign? Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
A little. Well, we don't even have dental.
Are you coming down into the pit?
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Where do you work?
In a tech.
What do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, but I really don't like it.
So you're gonna quit?
Nah. I'm just gonna stop going.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
So you're gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
Well, what are you gonna do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm gonna do that either.
Okay.
Go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Mr. Wonka, I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work here in the factory.
Were you one of those despicable spies who every day tried to steal my life's work and sell it to those parasitic copycat candy-making cats?
No, sir.
Wonderful. Welcome back.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay?
I studied on killing you.
Thanks.
I studied about it quite a bit.
That would be great. Okay?
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you,
sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays?
Oh, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Calm down.
I am calm. What is it with you people?
You people?
I don't mean you people. I mean you people.
I will not tolerate any racist behavior.
I'm not a racist.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Calm down.
I'm calm!
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Lighten up, Francis.
All right, boys, yes. And into the weekend, feeling good. Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy here. Y'all review yesterday's question. We found out most of us look forward to this, but those who are afraid of it are called frigophobic.
That would be Friday.
That's right. It's Friday. If you're scared, you're a frigophobic. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, there are more than 49 words that can be used to name this human body part.
Is it more like the old salad tongs or the twin 125?
Remember, we are on the radio. We've been family friendly for 40 years. Don't blow it. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio, and a video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. We got the world's most secure drawer. I know about it. Two settings on the stove, and the ovens involved is involved. And check out what he keeps in there.
It's like Spanky and Alfalfa designed this kitchen.
Somebody needs a contractor.
Yeah. Check it out at BigShow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now a man who says he has the world's least secure drawers, and we don't even want to know what that means. He's John Boy.
When I find my floaty pants at the beach.
Oh, he'll show them to you.
All right. All right, let's say hey to Tom out of Macon, Georgia. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John Boy and Billy and everybody else there.
Right. Welcome in here, Tom. All right, buddy, you first up. Let's see what you got. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, There are more than 49 words that can be used to name this body part.
Where is Hanson when you need him? To keep this family friendly, let's say the hand.
All right. Is it your hand?
Can you just give me three? For the hand.
Paws. Grabbers.
Meat hooks.
Meat hooks. That's a good, yeah, grabbers. I got to make it up.
Okay, if you're going to go and count all the slang, sure. All right.
All right. Tom, you don't listen to Randy. We appreciate you playing, buddy. You have a great day down Macon.
Next time. Thank you.
All right, buddy. That's a spirit. Let's go to Tony in Lancaster, South Carolina. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, sir. How in the world are you?
Man, we all good. Here's Friday morning, Tony. And this prize pack still up for grabs. 49 words to describe this body part in the dictionary.
I'm going to go with the butt.
The butt. Show us the butt.
The butt.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And back to Billy's somewhat subliminal hint, there's probably about 3,000 for the boobs.
Well, yeah.
Tony, good work. Don't say about Tony's celebration. No. He's all excited. Got a big old Law Tigers prize pack and $25 gas card. Oh, Tony, you cruise around there, buddy.
I appreciate that. I really do.
All right, man, we're glad you won, Tony. You hang on for Jackie.
Yes, sir.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Boys racing in Charlotte, Memorial Day race on Sunday. Austin Dillon will be in the back. He joins us coming up next. Hang on. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio for your Friday morning. Yeah, heading into Memorial Day weekend. Big Coca-Cola 600 happening Sunday at hometown track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And we got the 2017 winner, the Coke 600. Also the winner of the Daytona 500. Only the 18th driver in NASCAR history. Have both of those crown jewel events. He's driver of the number 3 Bass Pro Shops Tracker Off-Road Military Appreciation Chevrolet Camaro for Richard Childress Racing, Austin Dillon. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, buddy. Going good. Thanks for taking some time with us this morning, man.
Yes, sir. Anytime. I love John Boy and Billy.
We love you back, man. I tell you what, I love your grandfather. I was wondering, what did it take to impress him? I know what it took me. Let me tell you about it, Austin.
Okay, we'll get back to you in a minute, Austin.
It was back in 1995. It was a rodeo in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I rode a bull. After the show, he said, John Boy, I am impressed. So it took me 2.5 seconds to impress your grandfather by getting thrown off a bull. I don't know what the impressive part was about
it. Well, now, here's the thing about that. He's never been close since, and I'm sure Austin has.
Okay, Austin, top that.
I mean, how long did you stay on that bull? Only 2 seconds?
Yeah, about 2.5 seconds. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, if it was 3 seconds, I would understand because his favorite number is 3.
No. You know?
Right. Maybe rounded it up like that. And that is so cool, Austin. I was so glad, man, when you got that number 3 because I guess you growing up, but man, what about your memories of Earnhardt being around your granddaddy?
Well, I was pretty young, starting out being around him, though. I remember filming a commercial one time. It was pretty cool. It was myself and Taylor in the commercial with Dale and Jeff Gordon. Uh-huh. And it was when they were making the cars that exploded. And Taylor and I both were arguing over who was going to get Dale's car. And Dale said, Taylor, you're going to use Jeff's car. Austin's going to have my car, because I think he knew it was going to be an argument. And he trumped us all and made Taylor use Jeff's car, but we both wanted Dale's car. Obviously, family ties there, but it was always interesting growing up. You know, Sundays were good days because we usually got pizza. Pizza meant victory lane because Dale was winning about every race back then.
No so, kidding.
Pizza and victory lane was what I put two and two together with Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah. Man, that's awesome, man. And, you know, Austin, I mean, your career. I mean, I guess you were kind of a young boy when you decided you would like to go racing.
Yeah, you know, started about when I was, I guess, 15, my brother and I, 14, 15 there, and raced a little bit everywhere, went dirt racing all over the country. And back when we were dirt racing, we were running 50 races a year. So was able to get to the Truck Series, win some races, win a championship. Yeah, same with the Xfinity Series, and now running the Cup Series, having fun.
That's it, man. And I know, man, you'd like to get, of course, the championship of the Cup Series. And you're sitting right there. You in good shape. You're 11th in the point standings. Had a good run outside of Austin, Texas last weekend. There's a 12th band. I was talking to Doug about that yesterday. How in the world could you see out that race car? That must have been a little tough there running in the rain like that.
Yeah, it was a mess. You just kind of pointed and shoot and hope the best. it was very difficult, but glad we got through it. I doubt we raced in any kind of condition like that ever again, but definitely challenging, and it was fun for a little while. It was just time for it to be over.
Right. Yeah. Well, Austin, as a winner of the longest race on the schedule, 600 miles here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, that extra 100 miles, that's a lot when you're driving it, isn't it?
Can you feel that when you're doing it, when it's happening?
600 miles, you definitely feel it. At halfway, you ask, like, how many laps are to go, and they're just, like, halfway, and you're like, oh, okay. You got to reset again and get your mind right. But that's what we do. You know, we prepare for it. That's why it's one of the biggest races of the year. It really tests us mentally. It tests our cars, making sure that we did all the preparation leading up to it to have a good day.
Man, that's neat. And, of course, all the cars this weekend, as always, man, this is a proud place to be, Memorial Day weekend. Y'all carry a name of somebody who made the ultimate sacrifice on your windshield. All cars are going to do that. And I see you're going to be carrying David Fagio of Fayetteville, North Carolina. He was on the SEAL team. You'll be honoring him this Sunday.
Yeah, he's a special warfare operator, and you know, that's one other reason that this race is so big. I think NASCAR does a great job of really putting on a show and showing all the military men and women out there who have served, past and present, a good weekend. And I think it's awesome that we honor fallen soldiers on our cars for 600 miles of remembrance, because without them, we wouldn't get to do what we really love to do on the weekends, and that's drive fast cars. And they're the true heroes, and I'm just proud to be out there representing someone like David.
That's awesome. And I found out reading about you there, Austin, you're good friends with Carolina Panthers Christian McCaffrey, and Christian is going to be driving the pace car this Sunday.
Yeah, he's pumped up. He asked me a couple tips, and I'm hoping that we get the pole so I can mess with him a little bit, give him a bump or something.
That'd be great, man. That'd be awesome. Oh, man, well, that is neat. Austin, you're a good kid, man. I've enjoyed watching you come up and your success in every series, and now here you are in the big time, one of the best drivers in the world, and you're showing what you got, buddy. We're gonna be pulling for you. I understand you're kind of a big fantasy sports guy. Is it all right to bet on your sport? I know Pete Rose got in trouble about that, but do you do any fantasy on the NASCAR side? You're right there in it.
Yeah, we're not allowed to do any of that. But
yeah, that's what I thought.
same thing. But you know, I love what we got in NASCAR. I know a lot of different people like apps and stuff are starting to put us on them, so it's cool to see that people text me on the weekend like, come on, man, I got you in my team this weekend. I said, well, man, I want me to win every weekend, so
I know. I think it's somewhat, that'd be more special to you, right? Because I have you on my fantasy team, so don't worry, he's trying. I got it. We'll be pulling for that number three Bass Pro Shops Tracker Off-Road Military Appreciation Chevrolet Camaro with Austin Dillon. Austin, we appreciate you, buddy. You have a great weekend. Keep up the good work, man. Say hey to all your family. Kiss your lovely wife and kick your boy Ace in the butt for me.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right, buddy. Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Have a Friday morning breakfast theater. Every Friday this time, crack up with a brand new script. Let's try not to mess it up.
Let's try not to do what we're about to do. Yeah.
My finger was right on the dunk button. Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're going on to Sad End. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Dinosaur Tour. As our story opens, Dick Campbell and his six-year-old son Tanner are waiting for a private guided tour of the dinosaur exhibit at the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago.
Hey, morning, folks. Are you the Campbells?
We are.
Stan Brannigan. I'm the chief of security here at the museum.
Well, Stan, we've been waiting for our private guide for 45 minutes. Where is she?
Yeah, well, I just got off the phone with her. She had a little bit of a traffic accident.
Oh.
She's okay, but she's not going to make it to work today.
So who's going to do our tour?
Well, all the other private guides are booked. Looks like we're going to have to reschedule you guys for tomorrow.
Oh, no. Can't do it tomorrow. We're from out of town, and we're flying home today at 4:30.
Diddy, when are we going to see the dinosaurs?
I don't know, son. Calm down. Let's ask Stan. Maybe he knows. Stan, when are we going to see the dinosaurs?
I told you this would work out. Well, sir, I reckon I could give you the tour.
Have you ever done a tour?
Well, no, but, you know, I stand at the desk all day as the tours go by. I could probably wing it.
Wing it.
Daddy, my feet hurt, and I'm tired, and I'm hungry. I want to see the dinosaurs, Daddy.
Okay, Stan, let's do it.
Talk about winging it. You got it there, Chief. Morning there, sport. What's your name?
Tanner.
Hi, Tanner. I'm Stan. You're a big kid, aren't you? So tell me, Tanner, do you like the dinosaurs?
I sure do.
Then, boy, did you come to the right place. We got a real beauty over here, the star of the whole exhibit. She's what we call a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Her name is Susie. 40 feet long, 13 feet tall at the hip.
Wow, she's mighty big for a girl dinosaur.
You calling something else mighty big is kind of the height of irony. Yep, and she weighed over 18,000 pounds. You know, I hear the carbohydrates first appeared in the late Cretaceous period.
But how old is she?
She is 75 million, 4 years, and 6 months old.
Wow.
Wait. How old?
75 million, 4 years, and 6 months.
You wouldn't be making up any of these numbers, would you, Stan?
Oh, no, sir.
Well, that's a mighty precise age you just came up with. How do you know this dinosaur is exactly that old?
Well, she was 75 million years old when I started working here, and that was 4.5 years ago.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Tanner, would you like a sticker?
I'm hungry.
Tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old cryptozoologist say...
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Somebody get this. Get a corn dog.
I like that, Johnny. Coffee. They have it in the machines.
Who don't move around out there?
You can get whatever the opposite of a brain freeze is.
Man, I put ice in my coffee during the summer times anyway.
Really? So,
yeah, I'm on. Yeah.
Look at you.
It was working. Caffeine getting us. Wow.
Good morning. It's Big Show on the radio. Head into Memorial Day weekend. It's going to come here in a couple of minutes. We catch up with our buddy John Reed. Time for small town news from his country-ish podcast. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Dallas Jenkins. He's the producer and director of the series The Chosen. It's the most privately funded series like of all time in the history. It's so cool. I told you about this one, what to watch, and Taylor was talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely free to watch about the early life of Christ when he was choosing his disciples. And, man, it is so good. So, let me track Dallas down and get him here on the Big Show to tell you all about it. It's here to come. We'll check in with Lane, Products for Good, heading Memorial Day. Also, boy, Tom Sorensen, all things sports before we get out of here. Funny buddies, taking a weekend off here Memorial Day, but James Gregory will be in Greenville, South Carolina next Saturday, June 5th at the Peace Center. Sunday, he'll be down in Waycross, Georgia. Talked to James yesterday. First time, said, don't know how he's missed Waycross all these years, but he's in it on Sunday, June 6th. And John Reap will be Monday, June 7th at the Main Cellar City Club in Hickory, North Carolina. Rare Monday night show. There's something about doing a pilot, so I don't know. Yeah. Might want to go to that show. You might be on TV.
Or,
ha, 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 said Ed Johnson of Hickory.
right.
All right, well, we'll get up with Reef here in a couple of minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play the current events quiz. You take C, get a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance products available at your local Napa Auto Parts store. You also go to BigShow.com. When you order, just click on it and use code JBB. You'll get 20% off your purchases. Hang on, we're going to win it in minutes. But first, it's Friday morning. That's when we're joined by John Reap from his country-ish podcast. It's time for...
Sing along. We're just small-town dudes with small-town news. Breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
Or just do the words you know, even if you only know a couple.
I'm on the P's and Q's. Yeah. I got that. Good morning, Mr. Reap.
Good morning, boys. I got a real head scratcher today.
All right.
Here we go. Australia's oldest living man says the secret to his longevity is chicken brains.
Ooh.
Yeah. Y'all ever eat chicken brains?
Not that I know of.
Nope. Yeah, me either. I've had raw quail eggs, but that's it.
Wait a minute. I bet we have.
yeah, we just don't know it. Yeah.
Chicken brains. Ooh.
Yeah, right. So in Roma, Australia, town of about 5,000 people, eating chicken brains is the secret to a long life, said 111-year-old Dexter Kruger.
Whoa.
Yeah. Weird that his name is Dexter Kruger, two serial killers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess his dad was Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
He's got a brother named Rob Zombie. he said in an interview at a nursing home, he said, it's a weekly poultry delicacy. He said, eating chicken brains, you know, chickens have a head, and in there's a brain, and they're delicious little things, and it's only one little bite.
So he lives in Australia, but he was born in Hickory? I didn't know that.
It's southern Australia.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the worst accident ever. So, yeah, it's one little bite. So enjoy your McNuggets, everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, he calls them chicken noggins.
Chicken noggins.
How many brains do y'all think you could eat?
Ah, man, if they're small. I could probably go a dozen.
Yeah. Easy.
Paul Newman could do probably 50.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you have to say 50 for?
I can eat 50 brains. How's that Cool Hand Puke?
What's
that
movie? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, in Australia, they don't have KFCs. They have KFBs, apparently. Their Bojangles is pronounced Bo Brangles.
Bo Brangles.
Nice. Next to the Popeyes. Kruger's son, a 74-year-old man named Greg, said the reason for his father's long life is really his simple outback lifestyle. Yeah, not the steakhouse. They serve blooming onions, not bird brains. You know? Good eye, Mike. Let's throw another brain on the barbie. How was that accent that time?
That was better.
Really? Nursing home manager Melanie Calvert said that Kruger, who is writing an autobiography, was probably one of the sharpest residents here.
Wow.
I was like, well, yeah, you are what you eat, I guess. Of course he's sharp. His name is Kruger. He's got knives for fingers. You know what I mean? He's calling his autobiography Dexter Kruger, I Eat Peckerheads.
Wow.
Peckerhead Road. I feel another song coming on.
She said his memory is amazing for a 111-year-old, but he still doesn't know how to send a text. That part I made up. The Australian Book of Records confirmed that Kruger is now the oldest living Australian. Previously, the oldest living Australian was a woman named Christina Cook, who died in 2002 at the age of 114.
Wow. Yeah,
she died of chicken pox.
Oh, come on.
No, but apparently roasted chicken heads on a stick is a real thing. People in Asia, South Africa, Australia, they've been eating them for years. And they say it's good for you, but it has a unique buttery flavor.
Oh, unique buttery.
You'll be saying, good. I can believe it's not buttery. This sounds like a load of country crock to me. Just a little food for thought for you boys.
That is And John is playing the Main Cellar City Club in Hickory, North Carolina, Monday, June 7th. Get your tickets at countryish.com, and that is his podcast. Thank you so much, John. You have a great Memorial Day weekend,
you
buddy.
Too, boys. See you next time.
All right, then. All right, Bentley, let's play the current events quiz. What are we dealing with?
Dumb crook news from the great state of Nebraska.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Take C, you win. We play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through your Friday, heading Memorial Day weekend. Our video today is brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers, the world's most secure drawer. Check it out. Make your day to visit to thebigshow.com. Run out, JBB Pep Squad. Ready?
Ready? Okay! Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz.
And let's say hey to John from Hurricane, West Virginia. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Man, we're good. Glad you made it through, John. It's a good timing. You ready to win?
I'm ready.
Here we go then.
Well, police in Lincoln, Nebraska responded to a domestic disturbance call and ended up arresting a suspect who wasn't quite as smart as he thought. The officers found a 26-year-old man in a car at the address who matched the description they'd been given. The man told them his name was D'Angelo Towns. Well, the man's real name is Markle Towner, and the cops knew immediately he was giving them an alias because he was wearing his work ID badge that had his real name on it.
Awesome.
Towner was arrested in connection with a domestic complaint and two outstanding warrants on other charges. At the local lockup, he quickly picked up the jailhouse nickname A, Mystery Man, B, Tag and Release, or C, Nice Going Dumbass.
That's a tough one, but I think I can see.
John, you got the Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit in the John Boy and Billy Bucket. We'll get to you up West Virginia, buddy.
Oh, thank you very much. We all great.
You got it.
Boo.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side. Producer and director of The Chosen, Dallas Jenkins, will join us. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. All right, you expect to hear Dallas Jenkins right now about The Chosen. Hang on. We're going to get up with Dallas right after the top of the hour. So we'll have a little bit more time. Dallas run a little late. And I know if you've seen The Chosen, you're very interested in what Dallas has to say. And if you hadn't, yeah, that's the main thing. We want y'all to know all about it. So that's coming up after the top of the hour. So right now, how about little Ricky B. Sharp with a Friday morning song? Get us going.
All right.
And then Memorial Day weekend, out of my way.
Stuck in traffic behind a grandmama. Going so slow and causing me drama. Not honking, but I really, really wanna. If she don't get moving, gonna put her in trauma. She goes slower and it's making me madder. All that coffee is straining on my bladder. Straight up firecracker, gonna blow up, son. After a long day, this was the last straw. The road blocked by a group of Antifa. Guys with masks up and girls with no bra. If they don't move, going through them like a buzzsaw. Cry babies all dumber than a pine stump. Each one got the IQ of Forrest Gump. They hate me because I voted for Donald Trump. They're all lining up to be a human speed bump. Just then, a pimple-faced college brat reaches in my car, trying to take my MAGA hat. Hits my window with a Louisville slugger bat. Thanks to him, I got something to aim at. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way now. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way now. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way, out of my way now. If your parents won't teach you manners, baby, I will. Time to work, and I'm busy making pizza. Pizza run in person, glad to meet ya. Lucy R is the one who's gonna seat ya. About that time in walks Fat Lisa. Fat Lisa is a local white load. Smells like a county fair commode. Got a double chin like a swamp toad. She's so big she got her own damn zip code. At the counter making up her mind. Smelling like a rotten pork rind. Now the dumb skank is holding up the line. Get the cattle prod and I stick it up her behind. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way. The wrong day to push my butt, babe. Out of my way now.
Out of my way now.
Out of my way now. Out of my way now.
Out of my way.
Out of my way now.
Out of my way now.
Damn,
Ricky.
Get out of my way.
Stop yelling at me.
Now.
You get out of my way.
Move your ass out.
I think they get it.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. It is time for Oliver.
Well, well, well. After a very long year, the big girls decided enough was enough. They wanted to venture out, be part of the world again, do something exciting. And considering up till now the most exciting thing to happen to them was getting up off the toilet unassisted, it probably wouldn't take much. But they were ready to go for it, brother. They wanted to go on a cruise. Let me preach on it. Now, this endeavor was simple on its face. A lively week aboard a majestic ship with all the comforts of home and luxury to spare. But logistically, it was a nightmare. If you've ever been on a cruise, you know that it's pretty close quarters for even normal-sized people. So we had to find a cruise line that could accommodate them. Lo and behold, we found one called Leviathan Cruise Lines. Leviathan caters almost exclusively to the adventurously rotund. While most cruise lines can accommodate literally thousands of guests, Leviathan keeps that number to a mere 200. The average room in a normal cruise ship is between 120 and 180 square feet. On Leviathan, that's the size of the bathroom.
Wow.
The rooms themselves are the size of an average small plane hangar. The furniture is all reinforced with the same shock absorbers they use on the space shuttle. The dining rooms are the size of a football field. It's like Noah's Ark with a buffet. Sounded like just the ticket. When we got to the departure gate, it was beefy peeps as far as the eye could see. The gangway to the boat was built from the same materials whaling ships use to unload blubber. Yeah. It was a steady stream of rascals straining against the incline. A few guests had to be unloaded with an industrial winch. You know what's sad about that? Listening to all the other fat people snicker under their breath about Tubby. The nerve. Getting to the rooms was also a chore. You see, Leviathan uses a mathematical formula to make sure one side of the ship isn't heavier than the other. They don't want an uneven payload to result in a Poseidon adventure situation. Luckily, the gals were quartered in adjoining rooms. It was like having the top floor to the Holiday Inn, and it was still snug. There weren't many activities on the ship because, damn. What would they do? For them, aerobics is bending over to pick up a dropped donut. Karaoke? They're out of breath by the time they get to the stage. Dancing? See karaoke. They did have entertainment. They had a Ralphie May tribute artist called Ralphie Might. They were all disappointed that it was just some skinny kid in a fat suit doing his act. There was a fat Cher impersonator called Extra Cher. It's the first time I ever thought Cher was hot. The headliner was Rosie O'Donnell, or as they called her, Slim. There's a first time for everything. It was all going quite well. The gals seemed to be quite content, but it wouldn't last. They were all sunning on the Lido deck. Great slabs of pale white beef, the flesh getting redder by the moment. Then the purser made an announcement. 5 words that would set in motion a disaster of historic proportions. Special surprise buffet now serving. The sound was reminiscent of the Great Buffalo Stampede in Dances with Wolves. Fleshy hooves oozing out of ill-fitting Crocs, one-piece bathing suits pushed to their limits, like big, swolled, land-bound piranhas zeroing in on a stray zebra, they jockeyed for position, racing for their holy grail, more free food. Maybe, just maybe, if they hadn't all been slathered in so much sunscreen, disaster could have been averted. But in their waddling rush, a few of the larger stragglers slipped on the marble floor and started to slide. Like chunky bowling balls, they toppled all the hulking human pins in their path. And the more that fell, the more they kept sliding like a rippling, dimpled tsunami. All heading for the aft railing. With the advancing tonnage, the good ship Leviathan started to list. The momentum was too much, and one by one, like lardy lemmings, they went over the side. They tried throwing them all life rings, but it was like trying to save an elephant with a handful of Cheerios. Besides, they didn't need them. They all floated. But it wasn't over yet. The ship turned around to pick them up, but couldn't avoid them in time. Like a modern-day Titanic, the hull was breached by the impact, and the mighty Leviathan sank. To add insult to injury, the waves created by the toppling tubbies wiped out a chain of small island in the Maldives. And if you can believe it, it got even worse. Like the mariner's tale of the USS Indianapolis, a pod of great white sharks descended on the unsuspecting bathers. The water frothed with fresh blood. It was a horrible sight. Soon, they were all gone. The sharks, I mean, not the passengers. These folks were promised a buffet, and apparently shark sushi was just fine. The girls got home all sunburned and blistered, but profoundly happy. And me? Well, I'm making a bundle, selling their peeled skin to a hot air balloon company.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hey, y'all. This is comedian Julie Scoggins, and I want to congratulate the boys on being inducted into the North Carolina Broadcasting Hall of Fame. If anybody deserves it, it's these guys.
This is your redneck buddy, Charlie Daniels. I am so proud and so pleased for you guys and feel you deserve the honor of being in the North Carolina National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I am happy for you. I'm not even going to tell a joke this morning. God bless you both. Congratulations. Woo!
Good Friday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Head into Memorial Day weekend. We want to catch up with our boy Lane from Products for Good. We've been helping veterans out for years and years. I know Lane been busy on the road and his health care professional act here during these troubling times. But we got him on the line now. Good morning, Lane.
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing? Hey. I miss you guys.
Man, miss you too, buddy. Miss you too. Everything all right?
Everything's great. In fact, we have our newest Coast Guardian. Rachel had a little boy 2 weeks ago on May 8th.
I heard that. I heard about that. How about that? Some people do anything to stay off the ocean.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, so actually she's going to be she's going to come up and see us. So if you guys if the doors get open there, I'll bring her over.
All right, good. Like to see little Rach again there, buddy.
Everybody's doing great. Baby's healthy. The 2 year old seems to like him, which is important because, you know, 2 year old can take him right out. Well. Yeah, that's But, yeah, doing well. My wife spent a couple of weeks down there with him and all and just got back. Everybody's healthy and happy, and Rachel's smiling ear to ear. So
right.
Wonderful.
Good, yeah. Good deal, buddy.
We've watched her grow up, haven't we? Well, yeah. I know I've watched her the whole time, but even on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it seems like we watched her most of her life. Yeah. Who's your have?
I was there for all of it. You've taken her from high school to Coast Guard, out in the field, and now she's married, mother of two. So
how about that?
Yeah, so just so shows how long we've been doing this.
I know, man.
That's awesome. Anyway, I appreciate you, heads up when we got this done for wanting to get on here one time before Memorial Day and give our thoughts and prayers and thanks to all those who have made the sacrifice and the families that were left behind. So don't miss that part.
That's it. And Lane, if people ask, so products for good, we still got a few coins. You can still participate with us in this.
We do, and you've what the I think what we've seen the most of is Honor One coins. They're still going. We got a couple of thousand of those sitting in there. We'd love to get them all sold and treat another 30 or 40 soldiers with them. So if someone wants to jump on and do that, $22 delivered. It's a great gift or a great thing to keep in your pocket or on your dashboard or next to your nightstand. Just remember, we got people out there serving every day. No matter how little you may hear in the media, we still got people out serving.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go to the Products for Good website. And also that phone number, you want to call? Get Dodger Lane. He'll get back to you when he gets a chance. 704-900-3618 is that number.
Yeah, let me give one shout-out because you know our favorite elementary school teacher, Carla Duncan. They always run that event at Veterans Day where they give out to her new sixth-grade class, whoever right. the veterans are, and those families. And they converted themselves over and did it last week at Memorial because obviously schools weren't open for the right. Veterans Day. So I give her a lot of credit for figuring out how to get it done.
Way to go, Carla.
And we sent some gifts out there, and they did their thing again. So saw some great photos, and yeah, excited. Always excited to hear from her and keep that going. So
all
it's
right,
been a long tradition. Yeah, I appreciate all you guys do. Everybody have a great, safe holiday weekend.
Appreciate you, Lane. You be careful out there. Kiss Rachel for us. All right.
I definitely will. Take care, guys.
All right, thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. Products for good. Just click on the link at thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack, including Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. Mount Olive Pickles making great products since 1926. All right, well, let's bring him in. What have been waiting on? Dallas Jenkins is the creator, director, and co-writer of The Chosen. It's the first ever multi-season show about Jesus. Number one highest crowdfunded project of all time. Absolutely free for you to watch. We'll get it in there. Want to get it out to our listeners. Dallas Jenkins, thanks for joining us, man. Now, you've been a director, producer for a while. Your father is very famous for one of the writers of the Left Behind series. And I loved what he said about the quote that he gave to you about The Chosen. Finally, my son does something worth watching.
Yeah, we had a lot of quotes from various celebrities or supporters of the show that we were using, and so we had my dad, you know, and I actually came up with that quote because I thought it'd be funny.
It is.
And
funny.
He was actually horrified when he first saw it and thought, oh my goodness. People are going to think I was serious. And I said, no one who's smart will think you're serious. So it was one of our favorite quotes as well.
And I'll tell you, now, so right quick, we just set the series. I'm trying to say how to describe it. When I started watching, I binged season one. I went right through, could not stop watching. You put Jesus choosing his disciples, the chosen, back in the day. One of my favorite quotes from Jesus is, too soon. I told y'all about that, but background. But you had to go in it thinking like that, how you were going to write and present this series.
Yeah, and you're bringing up something very important, because when you say people have never seen it this way before, some people can get nervous about that. They would say, well, wait a minute, are you changing scripture? What does different mean? Yeah. And we believe very strongly, I believe very strongly as the creator of the series, that the Jesus that we are presenting in this show is an authentic Jesus. It is faithful to the character and intentions of the Gospels. Yes. But we also acknowledge this isn't a verse-by-verse, miracle-by-miracle reenactment of Scripture. That has been done before many times, and that's wonderful. Mm. But we are doing a multi-season show about first-century Galilee, the people there, including Jesus and his followers and his enemies. And so whenever you do a show like that, you have lots of room, lots of seems to cover. Yeah. And not all of them are going to come from scripture. We're using historical context, cultural context, and yes, artistic imagination. So that makes things, I think, much more like a normal show. I think it makes things very entertaining. And like you said, many people, in fact, we've heard from literally, I'm not exaggerating when I say this, millions of people who've said, yeah, I'm reading the Bible more than ever. I'm closer to Jesus more than ever because of this show. But it is important that we get it right. It is important that we take it very seriously, because when we're dancing outside of scripture and we're coming up with things that maybe aren't factual, we have to make sure that they are at the very least plausible. And that's really important.
And that's why you do it with the backstories of the disciples and how they come and how Jesus tells them to follow all that stories. But like you said, it is very truthful to scripture. But then with the backstories, you have some artistic license. But that's what makes it seem like so real. People are saying they've never thought of Jesus. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about God, the creator of the universe, in a human body, and how you portray that.
Well, and that's the super important thing. And in fact, our most previous episode, which came out on Sunday night, and it raises questions. And sometimes people, when they see the Jesus of our show, and they see him dancing with his friends and making jokes and being sarcastic and laughing and dressing a wound and making his own fire and his own food, at first, they're a little bit confused by that. They're like, well, wait a minute. He's God. He can do anything. He doesn't need to struggle with all this stuff.
Right.
Where on the spectrum of God and man is Jesus? I believe he's 100% God and 100% man. But that, as a human being, he became a true human sacrifice for us. And that was only true and only relevant to us because of the fact that he was fully man. And I think that's an important distinction.
Yes, sir. And the relationships he has, even with his mother, Mary, when doing like that. I love the first miracle you had with Jesus at the wedding, you know. And in the Bible, in scripture, he says, woman, what's that to me? We said, we're out of wine. Okay.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is we look at that first miracle, and this is something we think that's really beautiful about Jesus. And that's really awesome, because it thinks, wow, Jesus would have, like, the fact that he would have made some of these miracles so personal, and not just for the sake of wowing everybody and doing magic tricks from a stage. He was really personal. He had relationships, and that's I think, really beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, he was a well-rounded human being in addition to being the creator of the universe. So, and it's like the both of those parts play into his mission.
Yes. So we don't ever deny or diminish his deity. We show him doing miracles. We show him as the Son of God. We show him identifying himself as the Messiah. That is very important. Mm. But like I said, we also show him stretching out sore muscles. We show him laughing, crying, telling jokes, all of the above. And I believe, and so many people who've watched the show have said the same thing, that not only doesn't diminish his deity, it actually, in many ways, enhances it in our minds, thinking the creator of the universe lived like I did.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
And that's something. And the way you did that on one of the episodes, I think it might have been season two, the first part, I'm caught up on that. When he healed everybody who came to him, and he was there all day, and the disciples were back around the fire, you know, he's coming back, and he comes back in his human body, he's just completely worn out. You know, they're fussing about something, and he says, good night. And he just makes himself into the tent just to get sleep, because you think about that, the deity in the human body, but he's still in a human body, and how it must, just the way, it's just so deep on so many levels. I could talk about this all day with you, Dallas. I know. So basically, I want to get to our listeners out. If you haven't looked at The Chosen, it's unbelievable how you've done it completely free to watch on the app that connects directly to streaming devices.
What
subscription necessary.
Now, how do you get the app? What's it called?
Yeah, so the app is called The Chosen. Isn't that the perfect name for it?
That's perfect. Yes.
We got really.
He is our
really
genius. He's our social media genius.
I'm just making sure everybody knows.
Yes. No. I'm totally joking. But yeah, we did call it The Chosen. We were really creative. And when you go to the App Store or Google Play, you download the app. It takes less than a minute. Mm-hmm. And you might be thinking, well, I don't want to watch a show on my phone. And neither do I, but we made it so that you can literally connect directly to your streaming device, Apple TV, Fire Stick, Roku, a Chromecast. And you can also watch it on our website, thechosen.tv. But I know people don't remember websites on radio, but I know that we really wanted to make it as easy to watch as possible. And it's totally free, no subscription, no email address, no nothing required. Nice. And if you want to just watch the show for free, you are more than welcome to. And it takes, I mean, you can be watching on your TV within 2 minutes of downloading the app.
And you got Bible study guides and devotional type material for people who are curious and want to go back and maybe haven't picked up the Bible in a while.
Well, or people who are lifelong believers and Bible students. I think the show is always a way for people to see Jesus from a different perspective than they've seen before. And we just, after the first season, so many people were saying, you know, I want more. I want to go deeper. And we, of course, we're not a replacement for Scripture. We're not a church. We want people to get plugged into their local church and study Scripture. But we decided, all right, well, let's also give a Bible study guide, devotional books, those kinds of things that will really allow you to go deeper into the Gospels. We take them all very, very seriously. So all that stuff's available in the app and our gift store and all that.
That is something. It's going. And I love one of the quotes you said your wife had. You're going to start this off. It's going to be free. It's going to be free, and you're just counting people to pay it forward. It said, God is good at mathematics.
Yeah, that's one version. She actually said, God does impossible math.
It does so, impossible mathematics. Yeah. Yes, that's it. Yeah. That's a one.
Yeah. God, but God is God. I'm sure God is good at math as well. Again, you guys are chock full of just genius.
Really, if you need some quotes for the next season, let us know.
We've been doing this show for 40 years. It's kind of our 40 years in the desert deal.
Yeah, you think we'd be better at it by now. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if on the poster we just say the chosen. And God does good math. not quite as exciting. God does impossible math, and that's
Way to go, man. Big fan. I hope a lot of our listeners will check out The Chosen. Just go The Chosen to your app store, and it's awesome. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, man. Good deal. All right. Well, let's play some wordy word, y'all. You ready? Words. You know, God is good at words, too.
Yeah,
Let's see how you do. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. We got the world's most secure drawer. And it keeps valuable sponges in there, so it's worth it.
Oh, I got you spoiled.
I'll give it away.
It even keeps out the guy that lives there.
BigShow.com, and we'll be taking a classic beer request off the wall coming up in minutes, but right now...
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet a contestant. We got Chad from Memphis, Tennessee. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. And we got Gary from Calhoun, Georgia. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, guys, welcome. So, Gary, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Calhoun want the ball. Chad, you're on the John Boy and Billy side. That's some good luck, boys. So, Gary, you relax, and me and Chad will go fire round one. Okay, you ready, Chad?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Start the clock now. Don't write me a check. Give me cold, hard.
Cash.
Yeah, all right. The Kentucky blank racehorse.
Derby.
Yeah, all right. Our national bird is the...
Bald eagle.
Yes. All right. A shark has one of these sticks up out of the water.
A fin.
Yeah. All right. A dog will do this before he bites you.
He growls.
Yeah. Your abdomen shrinks. What do you have? You can't stop. Yeah. That's it.
It's not your abdomen, but
and it sounded like there could have been several things wrong.
I was like, chicken bone stuff?
Yeah. Good work, Chad. Put a six on the board out of Memphis. All right. Gary and Tater for their round one.
Hi, Gary. You hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
They're probably not going to help me with my clues, but okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Gary and Tater, ready? Go.
All right, this is what's inside your pen. It's not lead, it's what?
Ink.
Yes, yep. Ink. You go to the blank yard and get things off old cars.
Old
junk, yes. Yard. Rhymes with it. You put your groceries in the back of your car. You put it in the? Yep, trunk yep. rhymes with it. Blank beds. Kids will sleep in these. It's sleepovers. Bunk. Yes, bunk. Yeah. When you fail out of school, rhymes with it. You do what?
You
flunk. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, good work. Woo. Y'all made a little run, put a 5 on the board. Chad leads by 1 and going in around 2.
I like Gary.
Chad and Billy, ready, go.
Still rhyming. You're just a snot-nosed what?
Punk.
Yeah.
There you go. The 12 people that determine whether you're innocent or guilty are the...
A jury.
Bam.
Yep, they wear armor and they joust a lot.
Knights.
Bam.
Yep, this is a kind of beam you might see in a science fiction movie. The red beam shoots out of it. It's a... Blank gun.
Laser gun.
There you go. Not the sun, but the one at night is the...
Moon.
Bam.
Yep. 1, 2, and 3 are what?
The buzzer. Yep. All right. Yep. We're good. We're boys. Put a 5 on a 6, an 11 for Chad. All right, Gary and Randy. You need 6 to tie, and 7 will win. Okay.
Oh, he's going to mess with me.
Gary, are you ready?
Okay,
here y'all go. And go.
You might go to the hospital and a surgeon would give you one of these.
An operation?
Yeah. All right, so these are these really ugly, they look like giant rats. They cross the street. They have long tails. They come out at night.
Possum.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so your grandmother might have made one of these out of patches for you, and then you put it on your bed. Yes.
Yep.
All right, so this is the red flower that smells good.
Rose?
Yep.
Or?
So these potato chips have been open too long. They've done this.
Dale.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, man, well, you got a 5. Man. Just ran out of time to tie. Oh. Chad wins 11-10. You know, Gary, if Randy hadn't described the possum a little bit about him crossing the road, if he would have heard that, I think you might have had time to get one. So
don't hate.
You can learn from that.
No, you don't understand. Winning is not enough. You have to lose, too.
I was trying to say, Gary, good job with what you're working with there, buddy, down in Calhoun, and you can try again anytime.
Hold on. I have to interrupt you. I'm sorry. I wish you guys could have seen how Johnny was sitting in his chair when you were giving the clues, Randy. He had his arms behind his head like, ain't no way in hell they're going to win. But then as you kept going, he peeked over at my scoreboard.
And that's when his posture began to change. Yeah.
So, Gary, good game, buddy. You try again anytime, man.
I wish you would take the rest.
Yeah, go ahead. Let Gary shout out. Right. Go ahead.
I'd like to give a shout out to the boys at Phoenix Carpet, Floor Key Care, Cherokee Mechanical, and Rust on Fire and Safety.
Well, all right. Gary got some sponsors. We'll be back, man.
I just wish I could get you to take the rest of the show as serious as you do this.
All right, ready to go. First, Chad in Memphis. Way to go, buddy. Your Mount Island Pickles prize pack. Go head your way.
Man, that sounds great. What a great way to start this day.
Good work, buddy. Hang on for Jackie. Good morning. Got a big show on the radio, and it is classic bit request time. Who we got here? Byron Etheridge. Byron, you said I'd like to hear the Turd Moors by Robert D., my favorite family. You got it, Byron. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Friday, May 28th. Classic Bear Requests from Byron Etheridge. Here you go, Byron.
Rayford again with some gems from the weird. I got to laughing at something in this story here that I'd missed. The guy's name.
Oh, boy.
It floats. Sometime. You know, week before last, we told you about record-holding water treader Moon Hufstetler swimming 55 miles on the Catawba River to help commemorate my 55 years in broadcasting and practicing for his next big swim all the way down the Mississippi River. Well, here's a man who plans to swim the New York City sewer system. Dateline, Weekly World News, New York City. A courageous garbage man is demanding his right to swim the length of the city's sewer system from one end to the other just to prove that the wastewater festering under the city streets is nowhere near as toxic as it's cracked up to be. The man, Arthur Turdmore, told the Weekly World News, "All of this whining about pollution makes me sick." Mr. Turdmore says... He says, "I'm going to swim the sewer to show the world that a man as healthy as he makes up his mind to be." Mr. Turdmore says, he says he's learned that it may be easier to dog paddle through the sewer than to negotiate Big Apple bureaucracy. "They got me loaded up with paperwork, running from one office to another for permits like I was some kind of hamster in a maze." The would-be marathon swimmer would also like to obtain some financial sponsors. Says it's been difficult to attract attention from the press. Who says that? Mr. Turdmore. Oh, I'm Billy Robert E. Rayford, swimming against the stream on the John Boy and Billy Show.
Within Betty's space. Lights in Richmond for...
All right, well, listen to me when I tell you that when you thought Snapple couldn't possibly come up with any more flavors, they have come up with a great one. It's Dapple Snot Newbie Ray.
No, that one they're still working on.
Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. And every Friday morning we are joined by a man, Tom Sorensen, and here he is on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John Boy. How you doing?
Good morning. We all good, Tom. Hope you are, buddy. Had the Memorial Day weekend. All right. Yeah. Well, I don't know about you, man. NBA playoffs, my team, the Charlotte Hornets, now Golden State Warriors, they're out. So me and Jackie, we're pulling for Philadelphia. See if Seth can get to the playoffs and win a title. That's about where we are at right now. What about you, buddy?
Yes, Seth is having a good season, and he didn't get as much attention as he should because he has a certain brother who hogs all the attention. I'm kind of torn. I got to admit, man, I like LeBron. I like his game. I think he's the best passing non-point guard to come into the league, well, maybe ever. I mean, he passes that well. And so I'm kind of pulling for the Lakers. I like Philly. I'm pulling for them. But it was the Hornets, and that wasn't realistic. But Golden State was, and it was kind of a one-man team. I mean, Steph would get off the bus. He'd be in the parking lot. He'd already be double-teamed. So he knew. But he earned it, man. He just had a season. And Jack and I talked. I almost texted her the night of the Lakers game, the play-in game. And LeBron hits a three with 58 seconds to go, and it was just this impossible shot. And Steph had a look in his face like, oh, man. And I thought, I've seen that look 100 times, but it was always on the guy guarding Steph and not on Steph. Right. So, but I tell you, I like the playoffs. They're there every night, and there's drama, and there's surprises. I like the animosity. You play somebody over and over, you start to dislike them. And it's been pretty cool.
Was neat. Man, last weekend, Phil Mickelson wins the PGA Championship down in beautiful Kiawa Island. And that island was packed, that golf course. That was fun like that. And before you talk about, Phil being the oldest golfer ever to win a major, Man, those crowds. Did you see Koepka's press conference afterwards? You know, it was down to him and Mickelson. And like Koepka was swallowed up. He was about half hot about the crowd. He said, they were hitting my sore knee. And it didn't really look that good on him. I mean, he might have had a beef, but, you know, I don't know if you want to whine. You know, just give Phil props, I guess.
Yeah, if I'm him, I step back and say, all right, I got nuts. But you're going to – I mean, imagine how bad it would be in Times Square. You go through that in Manhattan every day. I did think that the crowd control was I wonder how long it will take Phil to get out of here. But it was – I thought he got carried away, Brooks. But I tell you, man, it was just a – it was one of those moments that supersedes sports. I mean, it wasn't just a guy winning the PGA Championship in South Carolina. It was Mickelson, who will be 51 next month. And he, you know, I don't know him well, but I spent some time with him one-on-one. He would always have a party when he came to Charlotte for the tournament at Quail Hollow. Mm-hmm. And he is a big boxing fan, as am I. And if there was a closed circuit fight, he would always, a pay-per-view fight, he would always order it and have that on at the party. And I asked him, I said, what is it about boxing that moves you? And he said, yeah, I spent time in Vegas and got to know the sport, got to know some of the boxers, and I just fell in love with it. And, you know, he's got a reputation for not being adverse to placing an occasional bet, so Vegas made sense. But I just like him. I think he treats people well. And I think that's important. And, you know, the one thing that got me, though, was, okay, he's 50. And I'd read stories and hear stories, and they made it sound like those of us who are even older than 50, like, we ought to get up in the bed and out of bed in the morning, grab our Metamucil, get our walker, and put on our Bobby Darin 45. And, you know, I mean, I'd like to.
I know. It doesn't seem that old now, does it, Tom? Yeah.
He's a kid. And you know, people say, well, what other sports could a 50-year-old prevail at? And some people will say NASCAR, but then they don't know NASCAR. Because if you watch older drivers as they get older, a couple of things happen. One is you don't react the way you once did. And two is you got a lot to lose. You got families. You got lives. You got careers. You got... And you just don't want to take the chances you once did. And so you're not going to see a successful 50-year-old NASCAR driver. And the thing about cars move, golf balls don't. But Tom Brady is 43. And he, you know, Super Bowl champion, still going strong. So he could change everything. But he, in July, there's a tournament. And it's Aaron Rodgers and Bryson DeChambeau against Brady and Mickelson, who together will be 93. And, you know, that's going to be kind of cool to see because I like both those guys, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, man, looking forward to that. Yeah, I'm with Brady and Mickelson on that, too. And speaking of the NFL, right quick, what's coming up? Well, when are the camps? When do the workouts start, Tom?
Right now they're doing the 10-day optional workouts, which aren't really optional. And Panthers schedule and most teams are similar. They'll have a 3-day mini camp in mid-June, and then they go to work. Panthers report to Spartanburg, Wofford College, where they've been every year but last year. Last year they stayed home because of COVID. They'll be heading down on July 27th, and then it happens, man. There's three exhibition games in August, and then the season starts on September 9th.
Man, we'll be in June next week, so be here before you know it. Sure will. All right, Tom, I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend, buddy. We'll be watching that Coca-Cola 600 Charlotte Motor Speedway about 6 p.m. on Sunday at Green Flag Drop. We'll see what happens there. That'll be exciting in our hometown.
Well, I hope you all have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Tom. Thank you, buddy. All right, Ben, let's get it.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's the perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
All right, kicking Memorial Day weekend on with us. We got the Saturday show tomorrow. Oh, you all right, Randy? Get up. You ain't hurt. We're on vacation. Yeah, you're working next week. We're on vacation. All right. Y'all be careful out there. Love you, mean it.